بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم، إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: رحم الله رجلا سمحا إذا باع وإذا اشترى وإذا اقتضى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International, in every seerah talk I endeavor to dedicate my address to an exclusive angle from the impeccable legacy of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and today being no different, I want to focus on the amazing and miraculous nature of the dua and the supplication of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was instructed to go in Tabuk, and the journey was far, the heat was intense, the numbers were great of the enemy, and Allah instructed the Sahaba to follow. It was a nafir-e-aam, as we would say, a general address for everyone to leave out and mobilize. Essentially, there were five categories amongst the Sahaba. There was the first category that obliged, الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ, who followed the Prophet ﷺ in the hour of darkness, in the hour of difficulty, al-usra, in the hour of difficulty. There was another group amongst the Sahaba who were initially reluctant and hesitant, but subsequently they followed on. مِن بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ, after a group from amongst them was somewhat reluctant. A third group from amongst the Sahaba were those who wanted to participate, who were genuine, sincere, devout, but due to lack of resources, they could not participate. And for them, there's no blame or any reproach. وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ. And there is no blame or reproach or consequences or repercussion for those who come to you and they ask you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give us a mount, and you say, La ajidu ma ahmilukum alayh, I don't have anything. Tawallaw, they turn, wa a'yunuhum tafidhu min ad-dam'i, while tears trickle down from their eyes, hazanan, out of intense grief, alla yajidu ma yunfiqun, that they are unable to find something which they could contribute. Then there was the fourth category amongst them, and that was the munafiqeen. And in this category, there were some that made initial excuses. Others were those that didn't take the trouble to come and make an excuse. وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Some of them, the likes of Judh bin Qais, he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't mind joining you, but my only issue is the Roman women are very beautiful. The Roman women are very beautiful, and if I participate, probably I might succumb to that temptation. You know, this woman said, I wanted to buy my husband a gift, but it's so difficult, you don't know what men want. Men want other women. I don't know what to buy for my husband, but now that's the challenge with men. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَذَلِّي وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي أَلَا فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا. وَمِنْهُمْ, and amongst them are those men who يَقُولُ, say, إِذَنْلِي, please give me permission and excuse me. وَلَا تَفْتِنِّي, and don't trap me in a vice, in a sin. I'm going to come there, the women are too beautiful, and then I might succumb to it. Allah, behold, beware, فِي الْفِتْنَةِ سَقَطُوا. Your non-compliance to the prophetic decree is no less a fitna and a crime and an offense. So that was the fourth category. Then was the fifth category, and they were genuine, sincere, honest Sahaba who had no valid, legitimate excuse, but unfortunately they did not participate. This category was further divided into two. Seven out of them, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm just you know, expediting it to get to the point. I'm like nervous of my time at the beginning already. Anyway, so seven out of them, when the Prophet ﷺ returned, they tied themselves to a pillar. They tied themselves to a pillar and they said, until Allah doesn't reveal our tawbah, we won't unshackle ourselves. And after a few days, Allah revealed their tawbah. And Allah revealed the verse of the Quran, وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا وَآخَرُونَ and others اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They conceded their offense. And let me stop here momentarily and say to you, my brother, while you breathe in, if you concede guilt, then it will help you. But if you concede guilt post your demise, I'm afraid that would be the common slogan of all the disbelievers. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَمَتَّنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ وَأَحْيَيْتَنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ فَاعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا فَهَلْ إِلَى خُرُوجٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ. Every kafir will say, oh Allah, Allah, I realize, apologies. Actually, now I understand my mistake. But I'm afraid it's too late. So these sahaba, they conceded guilt. Then their tawbah was revealed. They were unshackled. And the other three, their tawbah was deferred because they didn't take the bold step of repenting immediately. But they repented after a period of time. Ka'b bin Malik, Hilal bin Umayyah, and Murara bin Rabi'a radiyallahu anhum. And the tale continues and Allah speaks about it in great length. These seven sahaba, after they repented, as a token of gratitude on the acceptance of their tawbah, they offered all their wealth in charity. O Nabi of Allah, this is the money we own. These are all my assets. This is my wealth. I'm so elated, ecstatic, jubilant, and overwhelmed that Allah has accepted my tawbah and forgiven me for my offense. Not a portion, not a third, not half, not two thirds. This is all my wealth, accepted in charity. And I hope that that would atone and compensate for my mistake. So the Prophet ﷺ said, no, I haven't been given any command from Allah Ta'ala at this stage. Hence, I will exercise caution and I will not accept your wealth. Subsequently, Allah revealed the verse, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. O Muhammad ﷺ, take a portion, min tab'eed, academically, linguistically, grammatically, min tab'eed. Take some of their money, which means a third, as the Mufassirin say. Take this as charity. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. By accepting this, it will purify them, it will clean them, it will elevate them. And as you accept their donation and their contribution, simultaneously make dua for them. Your dua means magic to them. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ and pray for them. I feel elated when my teacher made a dua for me. I feel ecstatic when my mom made a dua for me. I feel overwhelmed when my dad poured his heart in my favor. Can the words of any language encapsulate that joy, that euphoria, that excitement when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua? Inna salataka sakanul lahum. By Allah, not only the dua, even in that ayat, there's peace. There's this sukoon. I mean, the entire Quran is replete and brimming with sukoon. But the words itself, Imam Ahmad makes mention of a narration. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, Shaqqa ala al-ansar al-nawadih. It's in Hayatul Sahaba in the first volume towards the end on the virtues of Ansar, the references of Musnad Ahmad. So the Ansar found it difficult to use the camels to constantly draw water for irrigation purposes. Fajtama'u yawma. They assemble one day. And they say, let's go to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him, request of him to make dua, ask him to dig a canal and a river for us, so that that could ease our crisis when it comes to irrigation. أَن يَكْرِي لَهُمْ نَهْرًا سَحًّا. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can dig a canal, we could have easier access to water. So they agreed on the appointed time. They come in with a common agenda to request the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to dig a canal. As they advance in, Nabi alayhi salam stands up. Marhaban bil Ansar, marhaban bil Ansar. Oh, a warm welcome to my Ansar. La tas'aluni al-yawma shay'an illa a'taytukumuhu wa la as'alu Allah lakum shay'an illa a'tanihi. Listen, whatever you ask me today, consider it approved. And whatever I request Allah on your behalf, consider it approved. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ اِغْتَنِمُوهَا وَسَلُوهُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ So they come in, they're having an issue with farming, with irrigation, they need a canal, they need something physical and tangible. They received with this warm embrace and this warm reception and hospitality, coupled by the confirmation that whatever you request is a done deal. They said to one another discreetly, make the best of it, leave the river, leave the canal, leave the water access. Let's ask the Prophet ﷺ to make dua that Allah forgives us. I was his direct opposite. You meet a man, you say, brother, make dua for us in the haram, Allah forgive us. He makes dua. Then you go out and you exit. Someone say, brother, you know what a pious man that is? You're telling me now, I needed to tell him about my shop, man. You're telling me now, I should have requested him. I got a new thing coming up and everything. I would have put that before him. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ اِغْتَنِمُوهَا Make the best of it. وَسَلُوهُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam lifts his blessed hands. My body freezes. Imagine Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Qa'qa Awsi was asked, Kullana shay'an yushawwiquna ila al-jannah. Tell us something that can motivate us, inspire us, propel us to Jannah. Youngsters get together. Tell us about the damsels of Jannah, like Jannah. Tell us more. Wa kawa'iba atraba. I don't know the tafsir of the Quran, but what does kawa'iba atraba mean? I'm just asking. You know, curiosity on that verse. قُلَّنَا شَيْئًا يُشَوِّقُنَا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ Tell us something that motivates us. He said, I got nothing more to tell you other than فِيهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ In Jannah is Nabi alayhi salam. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ إذا انشق معروف من الفجر ساطع أرانا الهدى بعد العمى فقلوبنا به موقنات أنما قال واقع يبيت يجافي جنبه عن فراشه إذا استثقلت بالمشركين المضاجع
I've like vowed I'm not going to be translating the poetry to carry on with my talk. Forgive me about that. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes this dua. Not a real vow, in case I translate. Allahumma ghfir lil ansar wa li abna'il ansar wa li abna'i abna'il ansar wa li azwajil ansar wa li jiranil ansar. Allah, these are my ansar. In Tafsir Uthmani, under this verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. Allama Shabir Ahmed Uthmani writes so amazingly. Allah said, O you who believe, become the helpers of Allah. He said, the Ansar delivered on this call so diligently that their name became Ansar. The request was become a helper. They became such a helper. They said, you know, you eat burgers, you look like a burger. You know, you when I think of you, I think of chocolates. Kunu Ansar Allah, become the helpers of Allah. They became such helpers, their name became. Allah, forgive my Ansar, forgive their children, forgive their grandchildren, please forgive their partners, and because of them, forgive their neighborhood. And then the quotation and the couplets of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu are there, where he pays tribute to the Ansar. Jazallahu anna ja'faran. حين أزلقت بنا نعلنا للواطئين فزلتي أبوا أن يملونا ولو أن أمنا تلاقي الذي لاقوه منا لملتي I have to translate this and I will endeavor because so much has been captured in this year. May Allah reward the Ansar. Jazallahu anna. May Allah reward the Ansar. حين أزلقت بنا نعلنا When our feet started staggering and slipping للواطئين When the infidels were in ambush to pounce upon us فزلتي And our feet were sliding أبوا أن يملونا Whoa, whoa, whoa The takhayul, what has been captured in here, is beyond my words. أَبَوْ أَيَّ مَلُّونَ وَلَوْ أَنَّ أُمَّنَا تُلَاقِ الَّذِي لَاقَوْهُ مِنَّا لَمَلَّتِي. The Ansar supported us when the odds were against them. They refused to abandon us. They refused to launch us. The odds were so intense, even our biological mothers would have said, my son, I love you, but I won't be able to stand with you anymore. But the Ansar didn't forsake us at a point that even our mothers would have ditched us. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أُمَّنَا تُلَاقِ الَّذِي لَاقَوْهُ مِنَّا لَمَلَّتِي. Second narration, Bukhari. عروة ابن جعد وقيل عروة ابن أبي الجعد البارقي رضي الله عنه. أسلم عروة في العام السابع من الهجر. He accepted Islam in the 7th year of Hijra. وكان من أهل الصفة. He was from the people of Suffa. The hadith of Bukhari. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعطاه دينارا. Nabi Sassim gave him one dinar. لِيَشْتَرِي شَاتًا. Go buy me one sheep and come. So he took the dinar and he went. He applied his mind, how can I maximize the benefit for Nabi alayhi salatu was salam? So he met a person, فَسَاوَمْتُ صَاحِبَهُ. I negotiated with him. فَاشْتَرَيْتُ مِنْهُ شَاتَيْنِ بِدِينَارِ. I managed to secure two sheep for the price of one dinar. فَجِئْتُ أَسُوقَهُمَا. I took the two sheep and I was bringing them along. فَلَقِيَنِي رَجُلْ. On the way I met someone. When your intentions are clean and you want to generate revenue for others, that is the time barakat falls in your lap. There's a good friend of mine, he might be hearing this year, and if he's hearing, good luck, there's nothing bad. He says, every time I fly with my family to Durban or Cape Town or elsewhere, I don't hire a car, I buy a car. He's in the trade. I buy a car. Lovely. And then I use it. And then when it's time to fly back, I sell. And the money I make covers my costs going, coming, and driving. Good luck, my brother. Your hands are blessed. That's noble. That's brilliant. But the day you do that for someone else, then you see how barakat enters your life. I don't have any issue. Do it for yourself and take your family and splash and enjoy and party. Who stops you? Legitimate within the boundaries of Sharia. He said, I ran my mind. I said, this is the Nabi of Allah. Of course, I could oblige and comply and buy one sheep and give him a dinar. But how can I maximize for him? How can I become selfless? What they say, I might not be handsome. Although my wife might disagree. I'm sure she finds me to be handsome. But anyway, I might not be handsome, but I can give my hand to someone. I can give my hand to someone. So I came back to Nabi alayhi salam. فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بدينار وشاتين. I came back, I said, oh, Nabi of Allah, here's your sheep, here's a dinar. Oh, really, Urwa? Yes, oh, Nabi of Allah, I went and I said, how can I benefit you? How can I help you? This ummah has fallen because it's moved away from selflessness into selfishness, from generosity to self-centeredness, and from common growth to individual advancement. So that is why this ummah is in the shambles in which we find ourselves. Nabi alayhi salam made dua for him. فَدَعَى لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ بِالْبَرَكَةِ. الْعِبْرَةُ بِالْبَرَكَةِ لَيْسَتْ بِالْكَثْرَةِ. Nabi alayhi salam didn't say abundance or additional or extra or surplus. Nabi alayhi salam said, may Allah bless it. May Allah bless it. Four narrations. Number one, فَكَانَ لَوِ اشْتَرَى تُرَابًا لَرَبِّحَ فِيهِ. عُرْوَى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ's hand became so blessed, if he touched sand, it became gold. Some people touch gold, it becomes sand. No, this is real. You know, you know there's no bad luck, la shu'ma, but I don't know where you come from. فَكَانَ لَوِشْتَرَى تُرَابًا لَرَبِحَ فِيهِ. If he would lay his hands on sand, he would generate revenue. Number two, كَانَ مِنْ أَكْثَرِ أَهْلِ الْكُوفَةِ مَالًا. It was only days, and then Urwa became the wealthiest individual and resident of Kufa. Number three, كَانَ يَرْبَحُ 40,000 dirham كُلَّ يَوْمٍ بِبَرْكَةِ دُعَاءِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. His net profit daily was 40,000 dirhams purely because of the dua of Nabi alayhi salam. Number four, the hadith of Bukhari, he would go in the morning to the marketplace. The words of Ali radiallahu anhu, Suqul muslimin kam musallal muslimin. Suqul muslimin kam musallal muslimin. The Muslim marketplace and the Muslim masjid is the same. In the sense, you get nobility in the masjid, you get serenity in the masjid, you get tranquility in the masjid, you get piety in the masjid, you get the same in the marketplace. Today the same analogy applies but in a different context. There's rivalry in the marketplace, there's rivalry in the masjid. They're seeking position there, they're seeking. There's lies there, there's lies here. People are hoarding their posts here, people are hoarding their posts here. We've been told in the Quran, hold on to Quran and Sunnah, we're holding on to chairs and seats and positions. I'tisam bil kitabi wa sunnah, not bil kursi. He would go to the marketplace every morning. Aye man, when I was reading this, tears just trickled down my eyes. As he's walking in, can you imagine this? Urwa ibn Abil Jad is walking, and from the rear someone calls. And who's that someone? Abdullah ibn Umar and Abdullah ibn Zubair. Fayaqulan ya Urwa ashrikna fi bay'ik. أشركنا في بيعك فإن رسول الله قد دعا لك بالبركة. Please Urwa, whatever your deal is today, consider us a partner to it. We know whatever you're going to touch will be profitable. For us there's a risk factor, for you it's a guaranteed deal. Now again, look at his, there's no, by I earn the dua, you must earn your own duas, my brother. No, for you shrikuhum, for you shrikuhum, come, Allah's Nabi gave me a dua joint. فَرُبَمَا أَصَابَ الرَّاحِلَ. One deal and he would generate the revenue of an entire camel. Second narration, Musnad Ahmad. When Ja'far radiallahu anhu passed away, Nabi alayhi salam, at صَحِيحٌ عَلَى شَرْطِ مُسْلِمْ. It satisfies the credentials of authenticity of Imam Muslim. That's the academic write-up on the hadith. When Ja'far radiallahu anhu passed away, Nabi alayhi salam made dua, اللهم اخلف جعفراً في أهله. Allahumma khluf Ja'faran thalatha marrat, three times. Allahumma, imagine Allah's Nabi coming home and making dua. Allahumma khluf Ja'faran fi ahlih. I was just thinking to myself, sometimes we have emotional moments in life and we break down. And we probably, you know, turn to a teacher, a senior, a parent and we cry. Can you imagine the honor of Sahaba? You're having a tough day and you come and take refuge and shelter in the lap of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of you, well, I had a bad day, I had a tough day, I had a challenging day. Was it with my spouse, with my kids, with my neighbor, whatever it was, and you come and take shelter in the lap of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My mind was just running. What was the honor and the privilege and the merit of Sahaba? So Nabi alayhi salam comes home, Allahumma khluf Ja'faran fi ahli. Allah, you bless and you become the deputy of Ja'far at home. وَبَارِكْ لِعَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنَ جَعْفَرْ فِي صَفَقَةِ يَمِينِهِ. And Allah, now his son Abdullah, he's become in charge after the demise of his father. Whatever he touches, whatever steps he takes, whatever moves he takes, Allah, my dua is guide him, bless him and accept him, Allah. Allah, bless whatever he does. The narration of Ibn Kathir, Al-Bidaya wal-Nihaya, Al-Juz'u al-Tasi', the ninth volume, فَاسْتَجَابَ اللَّهُ فَاسْتَجَابَ اللَّهُ لِدَعْوَةِ نَبِيِّهِ. Needless to say that dua was accepted. وَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِعَبْدِ اللَّهِ إِبْنَ جَعْفَرْ فِي صَفَقَةِ يَمِينِهِ. And then did my Allah bless the hand of Abdullah ibn Ja'far فِي بَيْعِهِ وَشِرَائِهِ وَتِجَارَتِهِ وَصَفَقَاتِهِ كُلِّهَا. Anything and everything Allah blessed. فَكَانَ مِنْ أَكْرَمِ النَّاسِ وَمِنْ أَسْخَى النَّاسِ. He became one of the most wealthiest of people. But he didn't stop there. When I read this, I was blown away. I was in Sri Lanka about 2-3 weeks ago. After the talks, they took me to one brother. Very wealthy, but very generous. Very generous. So this man is very, very humble. He says, we are nothing more than glorified beggars. People salute us, but we are glorified beggars. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَنْتَ تَرْجُوهُ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ مِسْكِينُ بْنُ مِسْكِينِ. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَنْتَ تَرْجُوهُ مِنَ الْبَرِيَّةِ مِسْكِينُ بْنُ مِسْكِينِ. The one you're optimistic from, he's just another level of a beggar, but he's also a beggar. So the narration goes on to say, يُعْطِي الْعَطَاءَ الْجَزِيلَ وَيَسْتَقِلُّهُ. The amazing thing and the amazing feat of Abdullah ibn Ja'far, and this is no mean feat. Abdullah ibn Ja'far would give large amounts in donation and always considered his donation trivial. We give small amounts and always think we gave the most. In Arabic, they say, Al-Mahabbatu istiqlalu al-kathir min nafsik wa istikthaaru al-qaleel min habibik. What is love? What is love? Istiqlal, istaqalla yastaqillu istiqlal. Istiqlalu al-kathir min nafsik. Muhabbat is that when I give my dad or my mom a million, what's it? It's trivial. It's insignificant. Because who I'm giving it to? When I do for my teacher, the man who taught me, Hamad rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa said, Ma sallaytu salatan illa da'utu li Hamad. I haven't offered a prayer in my life, but I'd have asked Allah to guide and protect my teacher and tutor and mentor, Hamad rahimahullah. Al-mahabba, kindness, is istiqlalu al-kathir min nafsik. When you give a large amount, you consider it trivial. Wa istikthaaru al-qaleel min habibik. And you consider profound something trivial when you receive from a great person, a prominent person. I remember in the days when we were studying in madrasa in the early elementary years, and the ustad was impressed and he dropped you a coin or a rand, and you treasured it and you valued it and you had sentimental value and you kept it. There is a narration, a beggar came to Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa gave him a date. He said, a date. فَوَحَّشَ بِهَا. He said, no, a date is not going to impress me. And then another beggar came and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa gave him a date. And he said, تَمَرَةٌ مِّن رَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَا تُفَارِقُنِ هَذِهِ التَّمَرَ مَا بَقِيدْ. A date, a kajur from the Nabi of Allah, oh, this will never leave me. فَمَا لَبِثَ الرَّجُلُ أَنْ إِسْتَغْنَى. Umm Salma radiallahu anha was what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give him 40 dirhams. Umm Salma then gave him 40 dirhams. The narration goes on, it was only a matter of time. He became the wealthiest man of Medina. Nabi alayhi salam made dua and Allah blessed him. أَعْطَى رَجُلًا أَرْبَعَةَ آلَاف دِينَار. He gave a man 4,000 dinars, gold coins. تَصَدَّقَ مَرَّةً بِسِتِّينَ أَلْف. He gave a person charity 60,000. وَمَرَّةً تَصَدَّقَ بِأَلْفَيْ أَلْفٍ. This is in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, the ninth volume. He gave in charity 2 million dirhams. Third narration, Ibn Jarir. أَتَى النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ النَّاسٌ مِّنَ الْيَمَنِ. Some people from Yemen came to Nabi alayhi salam. They said, إِبْعَثْ فِينَا مَنْ يُفَقِّهُنَا فِي الدِّينِ وَيُعَلِّمُنَا السُّنَنِ وَيَحْكُمْ فِينَا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, we're looking for someone who can teach us, who's reliable, who can develop within us the understanding of deen, inspire us with Quran and Sunnah. Around the Nabi of Allah was this real rijal, were this men who were shaped and groomed and were molded. So it was as simple like this, انطلق يا علي فَفَقِّهُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَعَلِّمْهُمْ السُّنَنِ وَحْكُمْ فِيهِمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Okay, Ali, these people came from Yemen, they request, please you just go. It reminds me of the narration, it's in Hayatul Sahaba, in the fourth volume, under إِطَاعَةُ النِّيرَانِ لَهُمْ. How the fire was subservient to the Sahaba. Muawiyah ibn Abi Harmal, خَتَنُ مُسَيْلَمَا. He was the son-in-law of Musaylama. He defected from the army of Musaylama. He then came to Medina. And he told Umar radiallahu anhu, inni ta'ib, I repent, accept my tawbah. Umar radiallahu anhu said, okay, I've accepted your tawbah. Idhab, go, fanzil ala khayri ahlil Medina. You can go stay with the noblest people in Medina. Fanazaltu inda Tamim Dari. So I went and I stayed with Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. Fabaynama nahnu natahaddath, myself and Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu were busy speaking and chatting. Idh kharajat nar. Suddenly there was a volcanic eruption. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, Tamim, just attend to that volcano. So Tamim said, Ma ana, Umar, volcano, what are you talking about? I don't know. You know, this friend of mine, he got married. And then he said, only after I got married, then I realized there's a wrong way of putting milk in the fridge. Yeah, you don't even know how to put the milk in the fridge. You say, only after I got married, I say, Mona, really, there's a right way and there's a wrong way of putting milk in the fridge. I didn't know there's a wrong way. This is the correct way of putting milk in the fridge. I'm like, okay, 20 years, milk, how do you place it? Okay, right? So please, thank you, how do I put this here? So I'm like, what do I do? Sayyidina Umar said, just go. So I went. Tamim, فَقَامَ يَحُوشُهَا بِيَدِهِ. And he started motioning the volcano with his hands until it retreated and settled in. And then Sayyidina Umar said, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا نُخِبُّكَ يَا أَبَا رُقَيَّا. Oh, Abu Ruqayya Tamim Dari, it is for emergencies like this we keep you on standby. Hi, 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 hi. Can you imagine that galaxy? اذهب يا علي ففقههم في الدين وعلمهم السنن. Sometimes when I'm reading this, my mind just starts wandering. This group of Sahaba sitting and a delegation comes in and my Nabi tells Ali, stand up and go. So Ali says, "Wa ana shabun tab'athuni, O Nabi of Allah, I'm a young man, you dispatching me. Inna ahl al Yaman qawmun tagham ya'tuni bil qada bima la 'ilma li 'indi. O Nabi of Allah, I am naive, I don't have the necessary skills. How am I going to manage this here?" Fadaraba an-nabiyyu bi sadri. He said, "Ali, come here, come here." My Nabi just gently put his blessed hand on my chest. Allahumma thabbit qalbahu, Allahumma hdi qalbahu wa thabbit lisanahu. Allah, I've dispatched Ali, take care of his heart and inspire his tongue. فَمَا شَكَكْتُ فِي قَضَاءٍ بَعْدُ حَتَّى السَّاعَةِ. From that day, I never doubted a decision till I closed my eyes. The narration of Bayhaqi, the narration of Bayhaqi. There was a woman, her husband was gone out. كَانَ يُدْخَلْ عَلَيْهَا. People were frequently visiting her. فَأَنْكَرَ عُمَرُ ذَلِكَ. Umar radiallahu anhu objected on this. And he said, summon the woman. That what's this about? We need to know what's happening. So they went to the woman and they said, Ajibi Umar. Sister Umar radiallahu anhu has summoned you. She's like, Mali wali Umar. Mali wali Umar. Umar, what am I going to do? No, I cannot go to Umar. What am I going to go? They said, no, you got to respond. Umar radiallahu anhu is the Amir. He's called you in. So she stands up. فَبَيْنَمَا هِيَ فِي الطَّرِيقِ. While she's walking, ضَرَبَهَا الطَّلْقِ. She goes into premature labor. دَخَلَتْ دَهْرًا. She enters a house. أَلْقَتْ وَلَدَهَا. She gives birth to her child premature. صَاحَ الصَّبِيُّ صَيْحَةً أَوْ صَيْحَتَيْن. The child gives off a cry. Istihlal in Arabic. Istihlal, the first cry of a child. مَنْ إِسْتَهَلَّ. The child gives off a cry or two. فَمَاتْ. He passes on. فَاسْتَشَارَ عُمَرُ أَصْحَابَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Umar is disturbed and perturbed. What's the way forward? Am I liable? Am I not responsible? There were issues. She was alone. Her husband was gone. And men, people were coming. The narration doesn't say men or otherwise. كان يدخل عليها. كان يدخل عليها. People were visiting, you know, and Mudari frequently. فأنكر, he objected. So some of them said, ليس عليك شيء. إنما أنت والي ومؤدب. Oh, Umar, you're not liable. You're a governor. You're a man in power and authority, and you summon her to discipline her. Now, if this what happened, then tragically and unfortunate, but you are not responsible for this. وَسَكَتَ Ali, and Ali radiallahu anhu is silent. Now we, if you know what, you see the person's sentiments are not too good and everything, you ideally skip him and you carry on. Because you know you're going to potentially get an opinion there that might not suit you. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, oh Ali, what are your sentiments and what is your verdict on this occasion? He said, إِن كَانُوا قَالُوا بِرَأْيِهِمْ فَقَدْ أَخْطَأَ رَأْيُهُمْ وَإِن قَالُوا فِي هَوَاكَ فَلَمْ يَنْصَحُوكَ. If they said this on the strength of their choice, opinion, or verdict, then I'm afraid they've erred in their ruling. And if they said this in your interest, then I doubt they have said the best in your interest. أَرَىٰ أَنَّ دِيَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ لِأَنَّكَ أَفْزَعْتَهَا وَأَلْقَتْ وَلَدَهَا بِسَبَبِكَ. Oh Umar, without two opinions, I believe you're responsible. You summon the woman, you put her into panic, you put her into anxiety, you put her into stress, her body went into spasm, and because of that she went into advanced labor. Sayyidina Umar accepted the verdict of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and then the diyah, the blood money was given. اشتهر رضي الله عنه بالقضاء فكان أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان يستعينون به في القضاء. Then even Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhu would consult with Sayyidina Ali when it came to qada. What narration? Abdullah ibn Abbas, we're talking about the dua of Nabi alayhi salam. But then I'm going to bring you to a point how you can earn that dua. You're going to say, okay, this was amazing, but how do I get it? No, wait, our deen is complete. There's an opportunity for you, and there's an opportunity for me. I was abroad, and I was speaking to my mom, and may Allah reward her and bless her and grant her shifa. And she was making dua for me, and a brother next to me was there, and he's like, Sheikh, ask your mom to make dua for me. I'm like, okay, that's fine, my brother, but you need to get your mom to make dua for you. Hello? My mom can make dua, but the magic is when you've earned the dua of your parent. It's fine. You have the opportunity knocking your door. Hibrul Ummah, the scholar of this Ummah, Tarjumanul Quran, the Mufassir of this Ummah, Abdullah ibn Abbas, wulida qabla al-hijra bi thalath sinin. He was born 3 years before the hijra of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa kana umruhu 13 sanatan idh tuwaffiya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was 13 years when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Kana abyad, he was fair skinned, tawil, he was lanky. Jasiman, wasima, he had striking beauty. Fasihan, he was articulate, he was articulate. Ummuhu Ummul Fadl. His father was Abbas, his mom was Ummul Fadl. I just have a flash of an incident. When Abbas radiallahu anhu came, prior to his reversion to Islam, he came to as a reinforcement to assist the infidels in the campaign of Badr, and then he was intercepted by the Muslims. He was intercepted, and then he had 100 gold coins which were taken as booty. Thereafter, when he was taken as a captive, he had the choice of earning his freedom by giving ransom. So he negotiated with Nabi alayhi salam. He said, O Nabi of Allah, when I came from Makkah, I had 100 gold coins, and your sahaba took that 100 gold coins. Consider that as my ransom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No, O my uncle Abbas, that came when you came as a disbeliever to fight with the disbelievers against the Muslims. That is booty, and that is, mal ghanimat for the believers. You need to give ransom in addition to that. And not only on your behalf, you have to also give for Aqil ibn Abi Talib, your nephew, and Nawfal ibn Harith, your other nephew. So Abbas, who wasn't a Muslim radiallahu anhu at that time, he said, if I have to give so much ransom, I'll become a pauper. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and what about that money you gave to your wife Ummul Fadl when you were leaving Makkah in the darkness of the night? Read the narration. What about that money? So he said, really? You know that under the mattress one? Really? How do you know, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Allah has informed me. And then Allah revealed the verse. And Allah said, tell Abbas, Ya ayyuha an-nabiy qul liman fi aydikum min al-asra in ya'lamillahu fi qulubikum khayra yu'tikum khayran mimma ukhidha minkum wa yaghfir lakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. O Nabi of Allah, qul, say, liman, to the one fi aydikum, who's in your hand, min al-asra, from the captives, ya'lamillahu fi qulubikum khayra. If Allah knows this goodness in your heart, ittifaq of the mufassireen, it means a commitment to Islam and sincerity in your endeavor. يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. Then the ransom you're giving today is trivial. Allah will return it and multiply it and give it to you 1,000 times more. And that's not all. Greater than that, Allah will forgive you. The narration of Madarik al-Tanzeel, Allama al-Nasafi, on this ayah writes, قَدِمَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَالٌ مِّنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. Wealth from Bahrain came to Nabi alayhi salam. 80,000 dirham. تَوَضَّأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لِصَلَاةِ الظَّهْرِ. It was Zuhr time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just performed Zuhr, made wudu. My brain, I don't know if you know what I'm saying, my brother. My body gets excited. Allah's Nabi made wudu. He's going to lead that salah. The sahaba are around him. This wealth has come in. Ma salla hatta farraqahu. He said, spend and distribute this money. I don't want to perform salah while this is in my possession. Fa'amara al-Abbas an ya'khudha minhu. He told Abbas, take from there. Fa'akhadha al-Abbas biqadri ma yahmiluhu. Abbas radiallahu anhu took how much he could carry. And he said, hadha khayrun mimma ukhidha minni. Oh, my Allah told me that if I accept, he'll give me more. This is way better than what my Allah took from me. Wa ana arjul maghfirah, and I'm optimistic that my Allah will forgive me. He said, anjazallahu ahad al-wa'dain wa ana ala thiqatin min al-akhar. My Allah has delivered the mundane promise and the material promise. I have no doubt he will deliver the other one. And at that time, Abbas radiallahu anhu had 20 slaves, the narration of Madarik. 20 slaves. وَإِنَّ أَدْنَاهُمْ لَيَتَّجِرُ فِي 20,000. And the servant and the slave who generated the least amount of revenue was 20,000 dirhams, and he had 20 slaves.
يا أيها النبي قل لمن في أيديكم من الأسرى إن يعلم الله في قلوبكم خيرا يؤتكم خيرا مما أخذ منكم.
So anyway, the young Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says, when Nabi alayhi salam passed away, I nudged one man. I said, come, the companions of Nabi alayhi salam are so many, let's go and sit with them and ask them to teach us, to inspire us.
هَلُمَّ فَلْنَسْأَلْ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ الْيَوْمَ كَثِيرٌ.
There are so many. So he said, wa ajaban laka ya ibn Abbas, atara an-nasa yaftaqiruna ilayk? No, ibn Abbas, that is short-sightedness on your part. You're a lad, you're a young boy. You think people are going to turn to you? No, forget about it. I was reading Safhatum min Sabri al-Ulama ala Shada'id al-Ilm. Read the kitab. May Allah create within us the passion to read. May Allah activate within us the passion to study our history. In that, on page 51, there is a call of Ibn al-Madini. قال ابن المديني, ابن المديني asked Imam Sha'bi, من أين لك هذا العلم كله? Allah gave you so much knowledge, what's the secret? He said four things. بنفي الاعتماد والسير في البلاد وصبر الحمار وبكور الغراب. I'm like, wow, wow. Four things. بنفي الاعتماد. I stopped relying on people. Honestly, my brother, Allah is yours. Nobody else is yours. Allah is yours. Nobody else. Sometimes it's the bitter happenings of life that make us understand, even after people launch us and ditch us and forsake us, if we still don't turn to Allah, when will we turn? Sometimes we need people to give us a hiding. Then we say, Allah, you're the only one that gives me shelter, my Allah. You're the only one I can turn to. Binafil i'timad, relying on Him. In English, they say, people don't disappoint us. Our hopes in them disappoint us. Stop relying on people, number one. Number two, وَالسَّيْرِ فِي الْبِلَادِ. Travel, travel. I'm grateful to the Almighty, and I say this in the most modest form and humble way, that Allah has allowed me to travel across the continents and across the countries, and I ask Allah to accept my noble and humble travels. I promise you, travel has taught me a lot, my brother. The biggest lesson it has taught me, I never judge any person by his condition. Never judge. I was in UK, Birmingham recently. Was Sayri fil Bilad, traveled. I landed at the airport. I was ushered out. We were taken to a masjid to lead the Jummah Salah. I enter the masjid. I start my Jummah talk. There's a man in the first saf, right in the first saf. This guy's got tattoos right across his entire body. He's got studs, he's got earrings, he's got this clothing that is really flamboyant. While I'm giving the talk,